Wind power has been discussed before in Sitka and dismissed since the area's hydro prospects are so good. But Utility Director Chris Bruton says we've been looking at wind power the wrong way. Sitka is never going to run on wind, but that doesn't mean it can't be useful.
It would essentially act as a trickle charger to keep the water in the lake is what would happen.
Bruton asked the Assembly for permission to coordinate with the Alaska Energy Authority to install 3 10-meter towers and 1 30-meter tower to gather data on Sitka's wind. The test towers are a far cry from the huge utility-grade turbines being installed in California and other parts of the lower 48. They look more like antennas, tall poles with anemometers mounted at various heights.
If it does turn out we find a good site, in the future we do install a wind turbine, there will be aesthetic impacts and other kind of things that we have to accept as a community to put up the wind tower.
Bruton says the AEA begins with a public meeting. Hearing concerns about aesthetics is important, so is hearing about where it's windy.
A lot of folks are familiar with some of these canyons and where the wind whistles through nonstop, and so that would be one of the key things we look for in public input.
The test towers would be paid for by the AEA. All Sitka's utility would pay for is installation and data collection, which lasts anywhere from 1 to 2 years. The towers should be installed close to Sitka's existing generation system. Bruton thinks somewhere back along the ridges behind Green Lake might work out. The AEA has produced a wind map. Southeast is generally considered a poor prospect for wind power. When he worked in Ketchikan, Bruton asked and was turned down for a similar test. This time, the AEA came to him.
There's been some good experiments and some good situations. For example, the Kodiak wind integration has been very successful out there. They have started out with 3 turbines, and now they're going to 6. And they're significantly reducing their diesel generation. So in their case, it's really been a positive thing. And for those who have been to Kodiak recently, you'll see the wind turbines up on top of Pillar Mountain right downtown.
Assemblymember Matt Hunter teaches math and science at Mount Edgecombe High School. He spearheaded a wind turbine project there, which still operates next to the Maple Dock. Hunter was eager to have Sitka work with the AEA.
A couple of years ago, we put a wind turbine up at Mount Edgecombe High School campus. It's a 60-foot tower. I've walked around it almost daily during the school year, or biked by it at least. Haven't found any bird kill, which is fantastic for 2 years. And it's produced just over 2,000 kilowatt hours, which is 2 megawatt hours, which is about 10 minutes of a 15 megawatt electrical load, which is what Sitka routinely pulls. So that little turbine in its 2 years has powered Sitka for about 10 minutes, which is kind of cool.
The Assembly voted 4-0 to have the administration draft a memorandum of agreement with the Alaska Energy Authority. Members Esquiro, Reif, and Hackett were absent. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.